Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Susan K. Hulberg, 62, of Reedsburg, died February 19th. A memorial service will be held this afternoon at 4 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. A celebration of life will follow at Brewster's Lanes beginning at 5. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home this afternoon from 2 until 3:45. Sue Hulberg is survived by her husband Jim, two stepchildren, Cody and Stephanie Hulberg of Reedsburg, and Tiffany Hulberg of Milwaukee, step-grandchildren, her mother, Marilyn Meeker of Hub City, three sisters, Sandy and Al Mattson of Richland Center, Cindy Feltman of Ironton, and Sally and Scott Gald of Richland Center, two brothers, Scott and Kristen Sturba, and Chad and Michelle Meeker, all of Richland Center, stepsister, Mindy and Mike Orburn of Little Rock, Arkansas, stepbrother, Jimmy Meeker of Little Rock, Arkansas, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and many great friends. Susan K. Hulberg, 62, of Reedsburg. Benita Marie Klinzing, aged 96, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 11 at Ash Creek United Methodist Church, Rural Richland Center. Friends may call at the church tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. Benita Klinzing is survived by two children, James and Sarah Klinzing, and Deborah Klinzing and Daniel Summer. Three grandchildren, five great-grandchildren, nieces and nephews, closest friend Doris Schmidt, along with her Ash Creek Church family, Schmidt Woodland Hills family, and Simon's Rec Silver Sneakers family. Benita Marie Klinzing, age 96. Evelyn L. Wallace, 86, of Richland Center, died Monday at home. A celebration of life will be held at 11:30 tomorrow at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. Evelyn Wallace is survived by her husband Robert, two children, Kathy and Mark Gander of Chaseburg, and Don and Ann Wallace of Coon Valley, three grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, Carol and Delden Hansen of DeSoto, Iowa, sister-in-law, Barb Hammond of Viroqua, special niece, Sheila and Bill Lobeck of Viola, and other relatives and friends. Evelyn L. Wallace, 86, of Richland Center. Paul D. Peterson, age 72, died February 6th at a Grace Hospice in Madison after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow from noon until 4 at Brothers on 2nd in Platteville. Paul Peterson is survived by two daughters, Leanne Handel and Archie Reynolds of Cassville, and Lynn Wolfe and Phil Frymiller of Richland Center. A son, Colton Peterson, three grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a brother, David Peterson, and sister, Diane Arniere. Paul D. Peterson, age 72. Vicki L. Wetter, 74, Boscobel, died yesterday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Sunday at Boscobel Bowlin Banquet. Burial will be in the Bethel Cemetery. Friends may call at Boscobel Bowlin Banquet Sunday from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service of Boscobel is assisting the family of Vicki L. Wetter, 74, of Boscobel. Helen Marie Burns, 89, of Richland Center, died Monday at Pine Valley Community Village. A funeral mass will be held Monday at 11 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will take place at St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery in Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Sunday from 3 to 6 with a vigil service at 6. Memorials can be made to St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church or the Pine Valley Foundation. Helen Burns is survived by six sons, Mark, Mike and Robin, Tom and Nicole, Father Eric, Matt and Fabiana, and Tony and Jenny. Three daughters, Anne and Catherine, Therese and Paul Deckert, and Jane and Randy Swanson. 27 grandchildren, 25 great-grandchildren, a sister, Irma Jane, and sisters-in-law, Joanne Pritchard and Phyllis Burns. Helen Marie Burns, 89, of Richland Center. Dean Thomas Hickory Rowe, 77, of Avoca, died Monday at Meritor Hospital. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, March 21st from noon to 4 at the Avoca Village Hall. Hickory Rowe is survived by three children, Chris and Rob B., and Jason and Summer Rowe, all of Richland Center, and Elisa Rowe of Avoca. Three grandsons, a granddaughter, a great-grandson, two brothers, Bob and Janet Rowe of La Crosse, and Bucky and Kathy Rowe of Muscadet. Two sisters, Mary Jo and Ray Peterson, and Pam Sturdivant, all of Avoca, and several nieces and nephews. Dean Thomas, Hickory Rowe, 77, of Avoca.